Sue to Parents Rage as Migrant Camp Plan Next to Children's Nursery. By Kurt Zindelka on September 6, 2026. Local residents in Ceuta have reacted with horror to plans to construct a major migrant camp just feet away from a nursery for children. Despite the rampant sexual assaults associated with the illegals who invaded the Spanish city in July. With several thousand illegal migrants remaining within the Spanish exclave of Ceuta, many of whom remain in ramshackle tents made of garbage and reeds on the city's beach, the government has determined to construct more permanent structures to house the remaining aliens. One such camp planned to hold up to 900 illegals is set to be located in the Los Rosales area behind the city's old prison. However, the camp would also be located steps away from a nursery school, which is set to be full of children within days. According to Spanish broadcaster SER, local parents and teachers staged a protest against the planned migrant camp, expressing concern for the safety of their children. "We're complaining because the children won't be able to study next to a settlement for who knows how many Moroccans," one of the residents said. Another nearby resident complained that it is never the wealthier residents in the city center who have to deal with housing illegals, saying, "Those of us who live on the outskirts are always the ones who have to bear the brunt of it." Yet, rather than scrapping plans for the migrant camp, or indeed returning the illegals back to Morocco, the local government in Ceuta is reportedly considering plans to ship the children to other daycare centers in the city. The construction of migrant camps in the small North African city has also raised tensions among the illegals themselves, with reports emerging this week of police being forced to fire warning shots as hundreds of migrants fought with each other in a stampede to enter a supposedly temporary accommodation. Concern over migrant camps being placed next to children is perhaps not unfounded, with Ceuta Chief Prosecutor Sylvia Rojas noting this week that a sexual assault has been reported to authorities nearly every day since the invasion in July. This has included at least 9 alleged sexual assaults against children, with the youngest victim being just 10 years old. Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.